Hello, I'm Naini from Eye to Eye Online TEFL, and here talking with Emma Fors.
Hello.
Emma used to travel all around the world teaching English. She's now Eye to Eye's resident TEFL expert and tutor. So we're just here today to have a brief chat about her experiences, find out what TEFL did for her life, how far it took her, and overall what she got out of the experience. So, Emma.
Hi.
Want to say hello to everyone?
Hello.
What initially attracted you to this world of teaching English as a foreign language?
I think I really just wanted to travel the world after university. I didn't really want to get an office job. I just wanted to settle down. Just wanted to go out, see everything, do everything.
Did it have anything to do with what you got your degree in, or was it completely out of the blue?
Not really. I mean, I did English literature at university, but it's a lot different from English language anyway, so it's quite different still.
Do you think that played any relevance in the desire to teach English, or is it just a coincidence that your degree was in English literature?
Just a coincidence, really. I think it's totally different studying books to studying a language.
Okay, and so you got to travel. How long were you travelling abroad for, and where exactly did TEFL take you?
I've been travelling for like the last 5 years, but on and off I've come back to England and gone back out again. And so I started like in Japan first of all, where I worked for about a year and a half.
What did you like best about Japan?
I don't know, there's so much I think about Japan, because it's just an amazing country, amazing people. I think the food is amazing. I think everybody thinks that Japanese food is like sushi, and it's so not.
It's really different.
No, it's like so many noodle dishes, and yeah, I think it's just a really cool country.
Would you go back again?
Oh yeah, I've been back already.
Have you? Yeah. Like on holidays?
Yeah, I've been back last year. I went. It was really good.
And was Japan the first place you went to then?
Yeah, I think the reason why I chose Japan wasn't so much that I knew a lot about the country. It was more that I saw an advertisement where the company did everything for you, like they arranged the visas, you all went over together with a big group of people from the UK, although I didn't know anyone, I went by myself.
Yeah.
So it was a nice, easy first time to go abroad.
Japan's quite a good place as well when it comes to the TEFL industry in terms of salary, isn't it? You're earning a reasonable amount.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the best wage I've had in TEFL so far. I think it's one of the best paid places.
Really?
Other than in the Middle East, if you've got quite a few years' experience, of course, you need to go to the Middle East. But
so after Japan, what did you decide to do? Where did you head off to next?
After Japan, I came home for a little bit, worked for a bank, I won't say which, got a bit bored. And then I thought I'd start having a look around for jobs. So I went on TEFL.com. And then I just found a job for Italy, which I've always fancied going to.
Yeah.
I'd been for a month's work experience when I was 17, so I thought I'd like to go back, learn the language, eat some pizza.
So did you manage to learn Italian while you were there?
Yeah, because I didn't know. I think I knew cioccolato. Oh, no. Yeah, I knew like a few words.
What's cioccolato?
Like chocolate.
I
think I've even got that mixed up with Japanese now, actually.
Sounded a little bit.
That's my mixed language. Very bad. But yeah, I think I only knew a few words, and I ended up living with an Italian family in Italy. Okay. So I had to really quickly learn Italian, because they didn't know any English at all.
How long were you there for?
6 months. So it was a 6 month contract.
Favourite thing and least favourite thing about Italy?
Ooh, my favourite thing has to be the food, and just, I don't know, I think it's just really pretty, because I was in the south of Italy.
Yeah.
And it was really like rural, very small village. There was only me and another teacher who spoke English in the village.
Oh wow.
No one else did.
Whereabouts were you then?
Very south of Italy, in a very small village called Valle di Lucania, which is just below Naples.
So not really in like big tourist centre?
No, not very out of the centre.
How do you think, I mean, obviously you didn't end up teaching in the centre, but how do you think the experience compares having been in a more rural village type real Italian destination as opposed to in, you know, Rome, for example?
Yeah, well, I think like it was a big difference from teaching in Japan as well, because I was in a massive teaching center in Japan. So going to a small teaching center in Italy was really different. It was really nice, but at the same time it was more difficult, because as I said, one of the other teachers She was the only teacher I worked with and the only person really that spoke English. Yeah. So it was a completely different place. So I think for new teachers going out, it's always a big thing to check, you know, who you're going to be working with, if it's the style of environment that you're used to.
Yeah.
So it's important, I think.
Which experience, looking back at it now, except for where you were in terms of the whole experience in a whole, which one do you think you preferred and suited your personality better?
Well, I mean, I loved teaching in Italy. I found I learned the language a lot better. I made some really good friends there. But I think for a social aspect, I think Japan was a lot better just because I had friends from all over the world, yeah. Not just Japanese people, but it was just a really good time, really good fun. And
sounds it.
It was really good.
So we've got Japan, Italy, and then where?
And then directly after Italy, I went to Egypt for 2 months. Just to do a summer school, and then I went back to the UK for a couple months for Christmas, and then I decided to go back and take up a full-time role in Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought 2 months wasn't enough to
and
get...
How long did you go back for?
I went back for a year and about 8 months, so I've been there for about 2 years in total. Well, so.
And since your TEFL career in Egypt, you've actually gone back a few times since, haven't you?
Yeah, I like to go back and see friends. I've still got a lot of friends out there that are teaching still, and a lot of Egyptian friends, so it's really nice to go
back.
That's
nice. And, international friendships.
Yeah.
Convenient for holidays.
It is, because then they move on to different countries, so then you've got lots more opportunities for travel destinations and couches to sleep on.
So what was, you know, what was Egypt like teaching there?
I think Egypt, I found quite difficult at first because it's a different style of teaching than what I was used to, because like Japan, it's very much conversational based.
Yeah.
And also in Italy, the students, they'd learned a lot of grammar at school, so they wanted a lot more conversation practice. Whereas when I went to Egypt, a lot of the students I was taking said, we want grammar. So it was like the first time I had to teach hardcore grammar, so it was a lot better.
Okay, so where did you go next? Or did you come home for good?
After Egypt, I went to Portugal for a couple of months. I liked Portugal. It's a really pretty place. But again, I think for me, I'm more of a city person. So it was quite a small village that I worked in. And the school that I worked for, they promised a lot of things that they didn't actually follow through with. So that's also something to look out for in the TEFL industry.
Yeah, is that a comment? Because just having talked to so many TEFLers, you hear that all the time. Now, is that just unavoidable? Is that just the nature of travelling to different countries and teaching?
I think wherever you're going to go, it's not going to be it's not going to be as probably professional as you're used to in your own country, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's a lot of cowboys out there, and I think as long as you're aware of that, you know that signs to look for, and you ask the questions.
Yeah.
You know, you've got enough money to back yourself up if you don't like it, because you can just go anytime you want, obviously. You're not,
yeah.
If they're not promising, if not giving you what they promise, then you know you're well within your rights to leave.
And, yeah. And in Japan, you didn't really have those issues because obviously you went with some sort of organization that backed you up. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big organization, had a contract before I went out, which was really good as well. And I think in Japan in particular, I think I've never been to a country where people are as honest, so I think you've got more of a chance of not getting ripped off. And
and what, I mean, it's hard to sort of classify different bits, but what would you say to anyone thinking of teaching English abroad? What are the absolute pros and the cons?
Oh, I think for me, I don't like just travelling and going to see monuments. I think living in a country and getting to know the people and the culture is just, I think, the best thing. Yeah. I don't think you can really, ever fully understand a culture or a country until you've lived there for a while.
Yeah.
And I think just getting friends from the culture and, you know, sitting down, having those amazing conversations that you'd never have when you're in England.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, the best thing about travelling.
Yeah, eye-opening. But cons. If you had to name one negative thing.
I think definitely a lack of bacon butties. I think the things most people complain about when they're abroad is things like not having English magazines that are cheap. Just a few home comfort things, I think. Missing your friends and family is a big thing, especially if you're far away. in Europe, fair enough, but
excuse me.
The further away you go, I think it's a little bit harder. You do miss things. And
when I was in China, I went for the orientation for a TEFL internship.
Yeah.
A few of the girls who'd been there for about 5 months had asked somebody to send them Heat magazines.
Yeah.
And that was their request, Heat magazines and chocolate. And you just think, it's like, you know, I can completely understand that because I've lived in a different country. But it's funny when you think about what you don't appreciate when you're in your home country, how much you actually miss it when you're abroad.
So if you're going to visit anybody abroad that's doing TEFL, take Heat magazine
and a bacon sandwich. So, you know, obviously 5 years sent you from the UK to Japan, back here, then to Europe. But, you know, what do you think today you've gotten out of the experience? Like, how far did your TEFL course in the end actually take you personally, your profession and your life?
I think if I hadn't have been abroad, I think I'd have still been wanting to go abroad. I think it's always been a part of me that I've always wanted to travel. And I think I talk to a lot of people and they say like, oh, like I really wish I could do that. And you can, like, just go and do it if you want to do it. It's not hard. You know, you're getting paid while you're over there. You're getting to do all these amazing things. And it's just better than sitting in an office. I don't know. It's good. But I think definitely it's given a lot to my life, I think. And I can't imagine not travelled. And I think as well, it's just really good in like the present economy when so many people are getting redundant and things. It's great to know there's so many jobs out there and they're all like at your fingertips. You can just, if anything happens in your life or you just want to get away or, you know, just get on a plane and get a job. You can get a job within like 1-2 weeks on the internet. Yeah. It's just amazing. That's good.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Emma.
No.
If you're interested in finding out more about TEFL, TEFL courses, job opportunities, or if you just want to chat to Emma, you can visit us at www.onlinetefl.com. Thank you very much.